Pushers Collective understands there is a pusher in everyone and provides a lifestyle and motivation to keep you going through the roughest times. The Pushers Collective clothing line represents the raw, uncompromising, and daring spirit of the young urban American. Go to www.pusherscollective.com. Again, that's www.pusherscollective.com. And check out the white leather P11 snapback featured on everybody from Yo Gotti to Ghostface Killa. Hashtag push your starve, baby. This promo commercial is powered by RAI Radio, the new voice of millennial music.
AT&T knows the best kind of holiday is the kind where everyone gets what they wished for. Make this holiday extra happy when you buy one, get one free on our most popular smartphones. Like the Samsung Galaxy S6. Buy one, get one free. So spread some cheer and capture every minute of it. Right now at AT&T, buy one, get one free on our most popular smartphones.
People, this is Jonathan with the Million Dollar Mindset talk show hosted on the Talk to Shaylin radio circuit, power syndicated globally on the RAI radio network and sponsored by Skrilla Gorilla Magazine. Today, we have the honor, the privilege to talk to Joseph Sikora. This guy's story is so dynamic and we're going to dive right into it. Joseph is a person with his background, his portfolio, his presence on screen with the scripted series with the Stars Network Power has transcended the way people even look at crime. So we're going to jump right into it, and we're honored to have Joseph on the talk show today. Joseph, welcome to the Million Dollar Mindset.
It's an honor to be here.
Definitely. I want to jump right into it. When you first stepped onto the set, I'm talking about like 3 years ago, before it was what it was now, your first day on set, yep, and you were just looking at everything. What was going through your mind at that moment when you did your first day on set?
Well, you know what? I was actually the first scene of the first shot of the series. So that is an interesting question. One of the things that people don't realize is sometimes, or they don't necessarily think about, is that before they yell action on the first take of anything, you have to have that character, how you want to portray it, for if the series goes 8 episodes total, or if it goes 800 episodes. You have to have that character from the beginning, fully realized and actualized, because you can't change, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, because I've been acting for such a long time, you know, well over 20 years as a professional actor, that I just did my homework, and I developed the character with not only Courtney A. Kemp, our show's creator, but also with Omari Hardwick, who plays Ghost, of course. We developed our character, the Ghost of Tommy, together before anything, before pre-production and everything, talked it out, spent some time in South Jamaica, and just kind of rolled through the boroughs together, and it really built up our bond. So I had the strength of not only a friend, but a fellow actor who I really believed in and relied on. But once they yelled action, Tommy was full force, you know, our body there, and had to stop since.
Awesome, yeah, and definitely, and no one never really thinks about what you just said. Those are very intriguing points that you made up. When you look in the mirror in 2016 right now, you're not the same person from 20 years ago, Joseph. You have done a lot. Your career still has a lot of mileage left on it, because we're just seeing you on a main stage, even though you've been in the game and, you know, big right, networks, done things. When you look in the mirror and it's just you by yourself, every morning you get up and you motivate yourself, you hit that grind. What do you see in the mirror, and what do you tell yourself every day to keep that edge that you have?
You know what? I really and truly, when I look in the mirror, I definitely finally give myself some credit for sticking it out and knowing that this was my passion. As much as you get beat up, as hard as the emotional loads are, and they are low, and it can be very lonely, I get up and I allow myself to be proud of myself. I allow myself to take credit. Not full credit, because I have, like I said, like I gave Omari credit, I gave Courtney credit. You give credit where credit is due, but also taking the time to allow yourself to take credit for yourself. And then I put it in God's hands. You know, I'm following the Lord's vision and using the gifts that He gave me to tell stories, let other people think about themselves through the characters that I'm lucky enough to portray.
Absolutely. That was a very humble definition to that answer. So I definitely appreciate that. When you move forward with your day, and we're talking about a daily regimen, what are just some of the secrets of your fundamental success of things that you do daily that kind of keep you grounded. Because this business, people only see the finished product, but there were moments of struggle, moments of impasse, moments of desperation. There were all type of moments in your life that you had to hurdle and champion. Talk about briefly about some of the things that you do when you hit those walls or whatever that you use fundamentally to get over those.
Well, I've been blessed to have a very tight-knit nuclear family. My two brothers, my older brother, my younger brother, and my mother and father. So I'm so blessed that I've had such a strong, they really have been my backbone through all of this. They've been very supportive. Not necessarily consistently of me being an actor, because the neighborhood where I grew up in Chicago, I think that if you weren't, you know, very, very scholastically adept, it was kind of expected that you would go into what most people from the neighborhood did, which was a policeman or fireman or a city worker job, which is probably the path I would have taken if I didn't feel like I had a calling to be an artist, which isn't necessarily celebrated in that kind of community. So it really was a struggle. So I was very blessed to have great parents who, even though they were like, what is it? What are you doing? You know, it's very difficult.
Right.
What's your backup plan? But also to really have such support. Both of my brothers are incredibly supportive. My older brother is a Catholic chaplain and lives in Carlsbad, California now. And my younger brother lives in Washington, D.C., and he works at a PR firm, but he's everywhere. My little brother is super smart and speaks a bunch of different Slavic languages. And it's just crazy intelligent, but also artistic. Both of my brothers are kind of like secret artists. I'm the one that got to follow those tags.
Right, absolutely.
I've allowed myself to be supported, too. I think a lot of people don't allow themselves to be supported. So I've allowed myself to be supported. And also, during my day, I have finally, at my age, because my dad always was telling me, you're not working hard enough, you're not working hard enough in anything. You got to work harder. I finally allowed myself to take breaks and not feel guilty. So it's like the whole saying of everything in moderation, except the best part that sometimes people leave out is including moderation. Sometimes you have to eat that second piece of pie. Sometimes you got to have nothing at all.
No doubt.
So you know what I mean? It's like that, without the guilt. You know, you don't have to feel guilty, because once we feel guilty about something, that leads to destructive behavior. And I try to limit that in my life.
This season of Power is going to really catapult not only your career, 50, you know, Amari, everybody. I think this is always a year in any successful sitcom that launches it into like a space where it's going to be on TV for years down the line with reruns and everything, kind of like SVU, you know what I'm saying? So I think this season is going to do that, because truly this has been the dark horse of the cable network in general, because
I agree. It hasn't gotten the press or the recognition I think that it deserves. I mean, even for the writing alone, our writers are just incredible in this woven story. But I think that it was kind of a push to the side in that first year, as I was
no doubt.
I mean, a lot of the reviews had said all these different things. But what they didn't realize is that within its predictability, if that's even the case, was these really rich, dynamic, multiplicitous characters who you learned all about their idiosyncrasies, who they were, and really got to know the characters. So that in season two, the story was allowed to just blast off like a rocket, and then extrapolated on top of that into season three, that super dynamic with twists and turns. And I think you're right that this is going to be something, a show that cannot be ignored or marginalized anymore.
Well, you know, I wrote your article just myself, because I wrote them for Puffy.
You did? I loved that article. I thought it was great, and I really appreciate it. Made me feel good about myself. I appreciate that. But also, I thought that you had just had a really rich understanding of not only the show, but specifically the Tommy character.
Yeah, definitely. I put in there, I said the reason why, I said Hollywood and TV doesn't have a character like him, nor can they create one. The reason why is because Joseph Sikora, Courtney Kemp Agbo, and Curtis Jackson were aligned by the Universe for the Stars Network. Joseph Sikora is America's favorite assassin. What I found out, like in the barbershops, you know, being African American, and when I speak to people in the barbershop, just the streets and just everywhere, the thing with all races, the one common denominator about you, they don't feel like even though you're an assassin, they love the way that you do it. There's a certain high level of ethics with the way you kill people. It's kind of crazy.
Yes.
But they just feel
right.
It's just like anything you do is justified. Now, he needed it. Tommy wouldn't have done that. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's justified.
Absolutely. If he played by the street rules, he actually gives credit.
Yeah.
To, hey, listen, you made your bed. I will make you play by the rules that you signed up for. This is, you want to be in the game, if we're going to call it the game, so that everybody knows that it's the term. Well, this is the game. I'm the referee. And if you did this, penalty for what you get. So, you know what I mean? There's a certain amount of comedy claimed by the rules, and I think that there's an innate honesty in that, regardless of what that of the situation or what he's getting into or what it's all about, in terms of if you're looking for somebody who's honest, face value, straightforward, it's Tommy.
Well, I wrote that article on you because I wanted to write it because I felt like you needed... I didn't see a lot of pieces like that about you out there. So I wrote that.
No, also, there's none.
So I want you to keep that forever, man, because I wrote that myself. And I also wrote the article for Ghost. I've written for Puffy. I've written for a lot of people just, you know, across the board. Missy Elliott. I've wrote a lot of great... But you... I can only write about things that I connect with. So I want you to keep that forever. And have you enjoyed being on the Million Dollar Mindset Talk Show today?
Absolutely. You made my day. To somebody that understands people the way that you do and is able to have a real specific insight, I'm always impressed with.
Okay, well, any shout-outs, anything you want people to look out for, listen for, anybody you want to give a shout-out to, go ahead and shoot it real quick.
Absolutely. I just want to give everybody the heads up. This Sunday, July 17th, 9 p.m., watch the premiere, blow the numbers out of the water, make everybody see that power. Is the show to watch this season. It's the show to watch on cable television, period. And let's just get that word out there so we blow it out the water.
Oh, Devin, people, this is Joseph Sikora, which is one of the lead characters on the number one rated, highest rated show on the Stars Network. And let's go ahead and call it what it is. It's the best show on TV, as my boy 50 said. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. And listen, man, we follow you on Twitter at Mobile App Revolt. So, you know, if you can follow us back, we'll love that, most definitely.
Yeah, hit me up. If you don't see the little blue thing light up, shoot me a thing because I read through my Twitter.
You got it, man. Take care. And thank you for your time, man. Appreciate that. And
thank you.
Have a very successful day. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
AT&T knows the best kind of holiday is the kind where everyone gets what they wished for. Make this holiday extra happy when you buy one, get one free on our most popular smartphones, like the Samsung Galaxy S6. Buy one, get one free. So spread some cheer and capture every minute of it. Right now at AT&T, buy one, get one free on our most popular smartphones.